Hello guys, and welcome back to the Pepe Show. I'm Penelope, and today we're talking about serious news. Indeed, a psychopath has been escaping from the New York State Psychiatric Institute. Here's a short description of what he looks like. Jill Hopper is a 27-year-old man. He is the average bald man and about 6 feet 2 inches tall. He has short dark blonde hair and a tattoo of a green snake on his left wrist. The last time he has been seen was near Washington Park wearing a white class shirt with black trousers. Watch out, girl. He is an irreproachable seductor, and he will do the impossible to get you into his game. We don't want him free in our society because one of his various crimes was, inter alia, to kill members of his family. He planned madness. Dear auditor, if ever you see him, it is really important to call the authorities at the 911, or if ever you feel a discomfort, you'll find the necessary resources on the podcast website. Today, to reinforce your knowledge about psychopathy, I have invited two specialists on our studio. The first one is Dr. Harvey, a psychologist at the Manhattan Psychology Group Clinic.
Hi, Dr. Harvey. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So I have some question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
What's the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath?
Well, that's a question that is frequently asked to me. However, people are often tend to don't see any differences between those two. But believe me, they are. First of all, sociopaths are people diagnosed with an antisocial personality disorder. To recognize them, multiple signs can be representative. Inter alia, their presence of a lack of remorse, physical aggressiveness, and the violation of law can be revealing. Under contrast, psychopath personalities are known to show more severe symptoms than sociopath ones. In fact, those hardcore criminals are good manipulators. They have a lack of deep emotional attachments, and they are reckless risk-takers. Also, one of the major differences between those two types of mental illnesses is that the option of developing familial attachments are impossible on the side of psychopathy, but is still possible for sociopathy.
Okay, yes, I understand better now. And what pushed psychopaths to act wrongly? Is it because of a body anomaly?
Even if a big part of the problem comes from the past of the criminal, we found some anomalies in their brain. For example, some researchers proved that psychopaths tend to have 18% less volume in their brain frontal gyrus, which results in lack of connections. Also, scientists did another research about this subject, and they discovered that those criminals, for the majority, have smaller volume in their amygdala than their normal. This is the part of the brain where empathy, fear processing, and emotional regulation happens. So, I will say that it is the main reason why we reproach psychopaths to have a lack of those feelings. Of course, there is much more anomalies in the brain is adding to our scientists every day. But for the moment, that's all we know.
Okay, I see better now. And how to get away from psychopaths?
The first thing you need to know is that psychopaths are excellent manipulators and they will do the impossible to achieve what they want. That's why, to stay protected, firstly, you should pay attention to every details you think are going wrong. Then, keeping your distance, listening to your instinct, and being vigilant are excellent ways to get away from him. But the most important, you should never give him reason by getting into his game. I'm sure you can do an effort to don't be naive, don't you?
These are good advice, thank you. And finally, is there any reason why we focus more about male psychopaths than female?
Even if you focus more about male psychopaths, let's not forget that female psychopaths exist too. More precisely, about 2% of the world population are diagnosed with psychopathy, and the ratio of men versus females are 20-for-1, which is minimal. Even though there is not a lot of comparison that can be done between those two genders of psychopaths, it has been proved that females usually charm their victim by using their seductivity and their sex attraction. Also, compared to men who are much more violent, women are tend to be verbally aggressive, mean, and show a lot of anxiety.
Thank you, Saramal, for being here today.
All the pleasure was for me.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Stay in tune because back from the break, we'll have Miss Lheureux, criminologist specialized in psychopathy. you ever felt like being helpless? What about having a loss of interest in your everyday activities? When simple tasks come a burden, it is time to act. Depression, anxiety, and loneliness are mental illnesses that can be treated by specialists. Never think that there is no issues and the best solution is to come to an end because you are important for others. If ever you need to talk to somebody on who you can trust, please contact the 1-888-692-9355 at the New York City Well Clinic. They are there all day long and all week long, making you their priority. Their goal is to listen to your needs and finding specific solution with you. Also, if you know someone that will need this help, you can always refer him to this help phone line because saving somebody's life is further for your conscience than having the remorse of being responsible for his death all your life. Welcome back, dear auditor. Listen well because we have on our studio Miss Leroux, a criminologist specialized in psychopathy.
Hi Sarah Jane, how are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to be on your show. And you?
Good, thank you. I have some questions for you. Are people born psychopaths or is it just something they develop during the years?
Well, psychopathy is a mental illness, as Dr. Harvey mentioned earlier, and as other mental illnesses, it is hereditary. In other words, some of us are more susceptible to develop psychopathy. However, psychopathy can also happen due to a past trauma. Indeed, we all react differently to multiple things in life, so a child of violence and cruelty is more likely to become a psychopath than a child who received lots of love.
Oh, I see. And how many people are diagnosed with psychopathy are living in the USA?
Only in the United States, they are about 4% of the population, 1% of it only being women. As for all around the world, they represent about 2-3% of the population.
Oh, that's more than I was thinking. And what's the sentences of a criminal diagnosed with psychopathy?
The sentence of a psychopath depends on multiple factors. First, we have the where. Where did the crime happen? As you probably already know, not every state of America and not every country in the world has the death sentence. That means, depending on where the crime occurred, the sentence won't be the same. Then we have the age of the criminal. In fact, a 9-year-old won't have the same sentence as a grown-up adult. Last but not least, we have the what. What crime committed the psychopath? They don't always just kill, if you know what I mean. And that will surely affect their sentence. The number of people they did kill or attempted to will also affect their sentence. Finally, they might also be able to plead madness.
Thank you, Sarah Jane, to have been here today.
All the pleasure was mine. I hope we will find this criminal soon.
Oh yeah.
That's it for me for today, but before leaving, I would like you to be aware of Jill Hopper. He is still missing from the New York State Institute. If ever you see him, please contact the authorities the more rapidly possible. I'll let the robot portrait on the podcast website and our Twitter so you can have an idea of what he looks like. Thank you guys and see you later for another show. Goodbye!